Decision 2022-09, Blackwater Village Expansion.
Now you're up.
Is that me?
That's you.
Mr. Chairman, I move we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2022-09 for Blackwater Village Expansion based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. Two, the land is zone MR, medium density, which permits single-family residential development with lots of at least 10,000 square feet. The proposed subdivision density of six lots on 7.37 acres of land is significantly less than allowable density in the MR zone district. The property is located in the coastal area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. This type of development is appropriate in the coastal area according to the plan. Four, the applicant has completed and submitted an environmental assessment record as part of this application. Five, these proposed lots are consistent with the trend of single-family residences along Chippewa Drive, excuse me, within Blackwater Village subdivision, and they are in character with the nature of the area in general. Six, based upon the testimony presented, the property has access to Chippewa Drive within the existing Blackwater Village subdivision, which then has access to Vines Creek Road. Seven, these six lots will be served by Sussex County sewer and central water provided by Artesian. Eight, the proposed subdivision will be consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. Nine, the application has favorably addressed the items in section 99-9C of the Sussex County Subdivision Code. 10, the proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. 11, this preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. A, there shall be no more than six lots within the subdivision. B, there should be a forested or vegetated buffer strip that is at least 20 feet wide along the perimeter of the subdivision adjacent to the land of ownership in accordance with section 99.5 of the subdivision ordinance. This buffer shall utilize existing forest or similar vegetation if it exists in the buffer area. Where trees consistently exist in the buffer area, stump removal or construction activities that disturb the existing grade of the area within the buffer shall be prohibited. C, the extended roadways shall meet or exceed the roadway design requirements established by Sussex County. D, the roads, lots, and open space shall comply with the requirements of the Sussex County Conservation District. E, no lot shall contain any wetlands. All silt fencing shall be located along the interior limit of the wetland area, which is the edge of the wetlands nearest to the interior development, and the final site plan shall identify the limit of disturbance. The edge of the wetland shall be clearly marked along the site itself to prevent disturbance by future lot owners. These type of markers shall be depicted on the final site plan. The lot shall be served by Sussex County sewer and a public regulated water system. G, the final site plan shall include a grading plan for the site confirming that at a minimum, the runoff from these lots after development shall not exceed the pre-development runoff from them. No building permits shall be issued for individual lots until an individual lot grading plan has been supplied to and approved by Sussex County. No certificate of occupancy shall be issued until a grading certificate is submitted to the Building Code Department demonstrating general conformity with the individual site grading plan. H, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. That's my motion, Mr. Chairman.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to grant preliminary approval to subdivision 2022-09 Blackwater Village Expansion for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Hoy Stevenson, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Merritt?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in my motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion, and the motion carries 4-0. Thank you.